Our previous shir. In the previous shir, we saw the teretz to the kasha that we asked. So three terutzim. Our kasha was, how come the meal, according to the Rambam, that has arba kaf is not chayv in tzitzis? And the third teretz we brought was the Chabina Rav, who said it's a beged shel kavod. Since a beged shel kavod, it's not considered a beged, and it's patur mitzitzis. He gives another teretz, that since there's no hanas levisha, there's no iser kelayim, the divrei atos is benida, that just like with kelayim, there's no hanas levisha, you're not over mishum kelayim. Hu adin linyan tzitzis, that you're not chayiv unless there's hanas levisha. And Tosim Menachos writes that levisha is big day kahuna, there's no iser kelayim because you're not lovish lahana aso, just b'shas avoda. So therefore, there's going to be no chayiv tzitzis when you wear the me'il, according to that Tosis in Menachos. The only problem is that the Rambam holds at the end of Hilchos Kalayim that Kalayim is mutter be big day kahuna is because the essay of big day kahuna is docha the lav of Kalayim, like the sheet of the Reen Yavamis Hamad Beis Dibra Maskul Kula, now like Tosis and Menachos. So according to the Rambam, there is an Isser Kalayim by big day kahuna. It is considered a beged, just it's nitcha yidei the essay of mitzvah levishas big day kahuna. So l'fi the Rambam, you can't be mitaretz what Tosis says. Tosis says our whole kashiv is l'fi shitas Rambam, that the meal has arba kanfos. So we wanted to say no, don't worry about it. We have Tosis and Menachos who says that he's not wearing it lahan aso, and therefore there's no kalayim, and therefore there's no chiyuv tzitzis. Yeah, but the Rambam holds that there is an iser kalayim, and therefore there is also an iser. There's also a chiyuv of tzitzis. So there went that teretz. And also the previous teretz goes. What was the previous teretz? That since it's the kavod, it's not considered a beged and it's patur mitzitzis. But that doesn't work because the Beis Yosef holds that a beged that's aser l'kavod is not chayv in tzitzis. So the same would apply that there's no iser kalayim. According to many Rishonim, that levisha that has no hana, there's no iser kalayim. However, how does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that there is an iser kalayim, and therefore there would be a chiyuv tzitzis. They go together, according to the Beis Yosef. There's no, if it's lekavod, and there's no chiyuv tzitzis, there's no iser kalayim. But here the Rambam holds there is an iser kalayim, and therefore the Rambam would also hold a chiyuv tzitzis. So we still don't have a good teretz to our kasha. So if Harwit Shlita presents the following teretz, Yumi Yad Aleph Amid Beis, we say Yoshin Yamar Bav Harabayis Vlishkas Vazaris Tamalomer Bayis Ma Bayis Shuchol Av Kol Shuchol Yotzer Yelishem Kodesh. So I might think that to be Mar Bav Harabayis and Lishkas and Azaris for Mezuzah, says Bayis, a Bayis is Chol, so to everything that's Chol, excluding those bottom that are Kodesh. So writes the Rambam, 6th Perek of Mezuzah Alach Avav, Tosar Rush writes that this reason also goes according to the Rabbanan earlier, who hold Lishkas Rabban Yoram and Aleph, who hold that Lishkas Rabban is Chayavis B'mezuzah. That's only mid the Rabbanan, mid the Raisa it's Pater, because it's Shel Kodesh and not Shel Chol. And that it says in the Gemara, Ma Bayis Yu Shel Chol, we have to understand, Ma'inyan Bayis L'chol, we don't have a Bayis that's a Kodesh. So it says in the Sefer Siach Yitzchak and Yuma, that Dira, Hainu Shanasa L'chol Tzrachav, of a Bayis Yu Kodesh, doesn't it's not considered a chol tzurachav? He's only allowed to be there l'tzurach avod ayin sham the siach yitzchak. So apparently, what he means is that it's not hafka b'shem bias. It's not hafka b'shem bias. Rather, just like we say in Sukkah lamed hayom but aleph, that when the Torah writes lachem, we require a heter achil and a din mamon. So too, when the Torah writes bias, it's bias that's made for all your needs. So that's pshat in the Siach Yitzchak. Shenase l'chol tzurachav. It has to be l'chol etzdarchu yosav and not only for kodesh. Just like alachem, you need a heter de'achila and din mamen, so too, when it says beisach, it means for all your needs. So we can also say that when it says ksuscha, it means a beged that's for all your needs. But this is not for all your needs. This beged is kodesh. It's only for the sake of avoda. And therefore it's going to be pater from tzitzis. How gavaldik is that? Because it's not for all your needs. It's like Beis Chas excludes Chol, meaning Beis has to be for all your it excludes Kodesh because it has to be for all your needs. So to Ksuscha excludes Kodesh because it has to be for all your needs, and this isn't, it's only for Avodah. That's one possible teretz. Another possible teretz is Behekdem Arba Hakdamos. Harwitz likes to have a lot of Hakdamos before he gives his teretz, which makes it illuminating. Number one, the Maram Gilanti in the Sefer Korban Chagiga was Medayik Medivrei HaRambam in the ninth parak of Klei Kodesh Halacha Ches, that if somebody rips the meal, he gets Malkus, even Shelo B'derech Hashchasa, even if it's not in a destructive way. And more than that, the Chasam Sof writes in Yoredei Reis Samach Dalet, that even Kri Amanas L'Takein is Aser, even if it's to fix it, it's Aser. The Maram Shik, Chedushim, and that's Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two is the Maram Shik, and his Chedushim Al-Tariag Mitzis. And Mitzvah Kof Alef, he writes, that we say in Yumai, in Beis Amid Aleph, that if somebody rips the meal, he gets Malkus, it's telling us a Chiddush, that it's not only the Pia Me'il, not only the mouth, the opening of the Me'il, where he puts his head, Kolshken Gufa Me'il, the meal itself, certainly. And so is Mukh from the Korban Chagiga. If you look there, you'll see that that's Mukh from him as well. Al Kopanim, we have Hakdama number two, the Sheet of the Maram Shik, that if you rip the meal, you get Malkus. Hakdama number three, the Avnei Nezer, or Chaim Lamed Dalet, who writes that the Issa of the Korah Pia Me'il is even a kol shehu, ayin sham. And Akdama number four is the Beis Yitzchak in Yoredein, Chelik Beis Simon, Kuf Beis Os Yud Beis, who writes that the Isser, not to be Korea Me'il, is also Ayde Grama, Ayde Nachri. In other words, Torah is makbid that the Me'il should be Shalem, because Torah says, Lo Yi Korea, it's Mashma Me'elav, make sure that in no way does it ever get ripped. So now, after, in light of all of these Hakdamas, and all of these premises, it appears Barer, that you can't make tzitzis on the me'il, because you're not allowed to rip it at all. And it's not only pia meal, it's kol meal. And since Ratzon HaTorah is that the me'il should be shalem, even without a nekev, you can't put tzitzis. So how are you going to make a hole? So that's unbelievable. That's teretz. Why can't there be tzitzis in the me'il? You can't make a hole. It has to be shalem. Beautiful. Okay, there are many more terutzim. Lo ninu l'shari terutzim, but Baruch Hashem, we presented six. We rejected four and accepted the last two, and we should be zochel l'modu l'lamed lishma of last l'kaimus kol divrei samba to rasa b'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.